So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right. Welcome back to the Vegan Fitness Podcast, the podcast for vegans that want to get into the best shape, only eating plants, all right, not eating any animal products, lose the fat, gain the muscle, and do it in a way where it is sustainable, right, where they're not gaining weight back, or they feel super restricted, or whatever it is, right? That's why you're here to do, and I'm excited to deliver the value. If you are a new listener, definitely make sure to check out all the other episodes as well. And in this episode, we have a very specific topic we want to check into. I want to give you the permission to stop trying to do it all, okay? That is very important to understand. Stop trying to do it all at once. What I mean by that is, I acknowledge you that you have the mindset of wanting to do it all, right? So eating only whole foods, right? Waking up early, sprouting your lentils, eating organic foods only, avoiding single-use plastic, taking a cold shower every morning, all those things, right? So personal development, fitness and health and nutrition is a very big field, right? So you going plant-based was a big step towards doing the best for your body, right? Doing the best for your well-being, doing the best for the planet, right? Doing the best for your future self. And that's awesome. Now, please don't get into a mindset of, okay, what can I do next? What do I need to make happen next to become my best self, right? Because nowadays, if you go online, it's just, yeah, it just happens that there's so many gurus and influencers and people preaching different things that it's easy to get lost, and also it's easy to not feel adequate, right? You might feel like, hey, why am I not cold showering yet? If this podcast just said that cold showers are the way to go, right? Why am I not doing this yet? Am I not a real vegan? Or am I not a real fitness person, right? If you're feeling this, then let me know. This is something that I felt back then when I went on Instagram or YouTube. I was always like, okay, so I'm not sprouting my lentils yet, so probably gotta start doing that because this influencer does that, or I'm not waking up early yet, so better get that going, else I'm not seeing results. Now the thing is, you don't need to do that. I want to give you the permission to not do that because it's just something I observe, right? So all the podcasts, by the way, they exist and they get created because I talk to people every single day, right? People reach out to me, we have calls, vision calls together, or we just ride, whatever it is. So I see a lot of people sharing their struggles, sharing their mindset, their beliefs. And I want to do these podcasts so you don't have these, so you can overcome them and already start seeing great results, even if you don't work with us, right? So that's why we have the podcast, so you get the value and you can get to your goals on a plant-based diet. Now, the thing here is, as I mentioned, that with this mindset, what you really do is, firstly, you don't feel adequate, right? You never feel good enough. Secondly, you're overwhelming yourself. So there's so much out there. Like, you could be filling your whole day with things to do. So your morning routine could be taking 3 hours if you take all the advice that's online. So you could be meditating for 10 minutes, could be taking a cold shower for 10 minutes, could be doing visualization for 10 minutes, then stretching for 20 minutes, yoga for 30 minutes. And this could go on and on. You could probably have a 3-hour morning routine, right? But in fact, you don't need that, okay? You don't need that, and it's just holding you back at this moment in time. At the same time, you can still do those things long term. So let me explain. You need to master the basics first, and then add on to them, okay? Master the basics first, and then you can add on things that might give you 1% more performance, 1% more results, right? But you gotta understand that initially, those things that might add 1%, so we might be taking cold showers, we might be talking sprouting your lentils, right? We might be talking meditating. Those things are okay, they're awesome, they do have benefits, but they're just adding a small percentage, maybe not even 1%, maybe 0.5%, right? So don't start with them. Add them on later. That's what I did, okay? So what are basics, you might be asking, Fritz? What are the most important things? And for you to see great results, right? So see fat loss results, muscle gain results, to feel best, have high energy, be strong in the gym, be good performing your sports. These three things are most important. First, of course, the movement. So you gotta move your body. This is, of course, one of the basic things first that will make a huge difference for you. So if you're not moving your body currently, then firstly, start moving it. If you're moving it currently already, which is great, then start moving in a way that serves you, okay? Just because you're running or just because you're exercising doesn't mean you're doing the right thing, right? So you're going from doing the movements the wrong way or the wrong type of movements. Maybe you're doing CrossFit, you might be better off doing strength training for toning, or you might be doing yoga or running, but you might be better off strength training if you want to see toning results and muscle gain results. This simple step gives you amazing results and makes much bigger of a difference. So this could be like, we're talking like 50% more results if you just make the switch from yoga to strength training. While we're talking 0.5% results if you switch from warm showers to cold showers, for example. Do you see what I mean? So master basics first and start with movement. So what's the movement that you need to make? What's the movement you need to follow? Meaning what type of exercise do you gotta do to see results that you want to see in the end? Make sense? Hopefully it does. Also, of course, this should be custom to you. So again, you cannot do the same exercise a 20-year-old is doing if you're 45 years old or 50 or 60, right? That's why I'm not a big fan of group classes. And that's another factor that needs to be factored in. So there's not a huge percentage being gained by being adapted to your current life situation. The second big building block of seeing results is, of course, nutrition. So nutrition is the most crucial part, to be honest, both for your well-being, but also for your results with your body. So while sprouting your lentils might be giving you 0.2% more results, having the right type of nutrition with the right calories, the right macronutrients, in a way that is sustainable, that's enjoyable, that's easy for you to implement to your daily life, that's like 70% more results. If you switch from a restrictive approach to a more sustainable, for example, if you switch from a 80-10-10 diet, which is mostly carbs, which is not efficient, to a more efficient and macro-optimized plant-based diet, that's like 60-70% that you're gaining there, while you're just gaining 0.5 in optimizing the small things, right? So those are the big building blocks that will make you get amazing results. And last point, of course, is the mindset. So mindset work, very basic mindset work, will make you see great results. So again, you don't need to dive into meditation yet, right? You don't need to wake up early yet. Start maybe with just writing down your goals, as easy as it sounds, okay? But it's a step that many people just quickly make or not really dive into. And what happens is they just write it down. Yeah, I want to lose 10 pounds, and then they move on. But they don't really feel into it. They don't really put an action plan behind the goals, and they don't really visualize them. So then they go on to the next thing. Okay, so that's taken care of. I set my goals. So now meditating. Okay, that's taken care of. Now I want to do affirmations. Now I should do journaling. Now I should do this and that. So firstly, master the basics, right? How do you properly set goals? How do you set smart goals, actually, that are achievable, that are sustainable, and that makes sense for your body, right? That's big, basic work you need to do first. The right type of exercise, the right type of movement, the right type of nutrition for you. All those things are for you, and also the right type of mindset work that lays out the foundation, lays out the basics. Now, when you master these things, when you're all set with these, you already be feeling amazing and looking amazing. So you'd be like 90% there, if not more, 95%. So you will have an amazing body of your dreams. So depending on your goals, might be more muscle, might be less fat, might be more performance, might be more energy, right? Might be more food freedom. So that's what you will have then if you do the right things, the basics. And then there's like maybe 5 to 10% that you can gain extra with these small things I mentioned before. So yes, now you can try different things. So sprouting your lentils, taking cold showers every day, meditating every day, waking up at 5 a.m. And other things. Like there's so much fun stuff to learn and to challenge yourself with and to experiment with. And I don't want to have you not do that. I definitely want to have you try that. Just initially, you're not ready and it doesn't serve you. Right? It just overwhelms you and you will fall off and it doesn't work. For me, it was the same, right? So I was the same. I was stuck in different research and stuck in different things that I learned online back when I went vegan, because I had this urgency, it felt like. I had this feeling of, hey, I'm not a real vegan, not a healthy vegan. If I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. So I did all those things and it didn't serve me. I gained like 20 kilos in 3 months, which is like 40, 45 pounds of weight, of fat. I mean, you all know the story by now. So it didn't serve me. And in fact, now when you see me doing those things, like, yes, I'm doing priming meditation right now. Yes, I'm doing cryotherapy right now. Yes, I'm doing advanced workouts. But guess what? I spent years mastering the basics after I realized that I need to do that. And now I'm able to add these things on to basically stack them on top. So I can go from 90% results to 99 to 100% results by adding small things, cold therapy, right? Priming meditation, advanced workout with advanced strategies with game changer reps, for example, with different strategies that I'm using, that we're using for our clients as well. Then I'm adding the last percentages that we're getting more results, special supplements as well that I'm not talking about that I'm trying currently, just to get a bit more out of my recovery, out of my strength, out of my performance, out of my well-being. But this is just because I've been mastering the basics for years now and you cannot skip that. You can't skip that. I mean, if you look at an Olympian, like an Olympic runner, for example, when that person is first place and gets a gold medal, it's not just the supplement that person takes or the shoes they wear, right? It's what they did for 10 years before that, put in all the hard work, all the effort, the sweat, and the hours of training. And then, yeah, of course, you can optimize your shoes and buy like runner shoes that are the best in the world, right? But most people, they want to buy the shoes first, and then they're like, okay, so am I fast now because I have the same shoes as Usain Bolt, for example? Of course not, right? Usain Bolt spent years of his life building the foundation, building the basics, and then at the end he said, hey, now I want to make sure I have the right shoes for me to crush it. Just to give you another example, okay? So stop trying to do it all. Master the basics and then stack them on later, add them on top later on to get more percentages out of them. There's also a ton of things that don't work, but yeah, you can give them a try and see if it works for you. We definitely have the approaches that do work for our clients. They see amazing results. And yeah, hopefully this was helpful for you. Just to give a quick announcement, we're doing Black Friday special, actually, since now we have the Black Friday is now here. So what we do is we do give out different bonuses for people that apply and book a call now and join the program now. They get special courses that they get on top of the typical program. So meal prep course, home worker course, which we don't give out usually. You get that as a bonus on top, plus also other special deals that you get if you join now. So if you're curious about the program, have ever been like curious about joining or applying to work with us, then I think now is a very good time, because like I said, we're giving out amazing bonuses and it will save you a lot of money and will give you even more value for your money. So if you want to apply for coaching with us, then go ahead and go to callwithfritz.com to book your free vegan vision call and to talk about coaching. On this call, we'll analyze where you currently stand, where you want to go, and see if coaching is a great fit. And we give you the step-by-step action plan towards the goals. So just go to callwithfritz.com and you'll be able to maybe get the bonus if you join. This is just for the first 15 people that join. Afterwards, we cannot give out the bonus anymore. So if you're one of the first 15 people to hop on a call and then join, then you already get those bonuses. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I appreciate you giving me your attention. Let's keep getting those gains and save the planet. Talk soon. Peace out.
Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode again. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.